I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Frequent flyers? More like frequent colliders. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Here you are, a bird in flight, minding your own business. Suddenly, squawk! Oh no, a wind farm! Fly back! Wind energy may help reduce carbon emissions, but it's deadly to birds. Their poor vision may not let them see windmills ahead. How can we make wind farms safer for our flighted friends? Bard Stoke and his team at Norwegian Institute of Nature Research stepped in. Stoke set his sights on making windmills easier to see. Instead of the usual white poles, his team painted every second or third windmill base black. Like the keys on a piano, the black bases stood out against white. Then they monitored bird collisions within a 100-mile radius of the windmills. So, what dropped after going black and white? Birds or collisions? Collisions! The number of birds crashing dropped by half after Stoke's paint job. Ebony and ivory, saving birds in perfect harmony. Now that's music to my ears.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.